was waiting for you, actually. So,
SW Machine.
Hey, is Paul in?
That's me.
Hey, Paul, this is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
All right.
Good. Look, you were actually in contact with one of our agents over here earlier in the year about some of our programs that we had to offer, equipment financing and working capital. So I happened to come across your file and just wanted to reach out to you personally and see if, you know, there's anything that's come up towards the end of the year here that we might be able to help you out with.
No, I'm just kind of going to sit still. If the economy's not very good, so.
Oh yeah, what's going on? Are things caused a slowdown right now in the business?
Oh, it's been slow for 2 years.
Oh, are you guys like tied to a specific industry? Anything along those lines?
We've been more heavily oil, but it's everything's slow. Everybody that's jumped out of the oil's jumped in everything else, and it's just there's just not a lot going on.
So business has kind of slowed down in general.
Yes.
Right. So have you looked into expanding the business in terms of diversifying, like, what type of work you're looking for?
And I have been. I've been getting into some different work. It's
helpful, oh, nice.
But it's still not great.
What did you happen to diversify in? I'm looking through the notes here. It looks like you were originally in oil, right? And then you might have started
We've kind of got off into about 5 different other industries, so.
Oh, wow, that's a lot. Most of my other customers typically go into 1 or 2, but 5's quite out there. Have you seen, you know, that, I guess, show up as a result of an increase in business?
I mean, I have got some increase in business, and it is better, but it's still not where I'm comfortable going out and purchasing any new equipment.
Right, right. Is there anything that else that you're doing to get through the slow time? I know it's been about 2 years since you said, you know, it's been starting to get slow. Do you see an uptick possibly within the industry?
It's hard to tell, you know. Mm-hmm. And in our industry, you know it when it's there.
Right.
It's kind of hard. Sometimes you'll think you're seeing a little uptick, and it's just a little surge, and then it dies back away.
Right, so there's no real uptrend in, I guess, the industry as a whole. Like, you can't see an overall growth, anything that can kind of bring you back to the golden days, you know?
No, I'm just not seeing anything.
Okay. And typically, with you guys, do you prepare yourselves in any way for this? I mean, has the election year possibly been, I guess, another factor that contributes to the slowdown?
You know, I think it always is.
Mm-hmm.
The politicians are so corrupt, it's unbelievable, and they want to keep it corrupt, and nobody seems to care about it, so.
Yeah, I mean, at least in the way that I see a connection between the manufacturing and politics is that with the regulations that come in I guess from politics, it definitely does affect the way that the machine shop and manufacturing industries can operate, essentially.
Yeah, and it depends on where people send their money to. You know, people say, well, we got to do this, and this to help the economy, but, you know, trying to pound on the rich people, and I mean, I like the idea, but at the same time, all they do is turn around and take their money and go do it something else with it, and we're still starving.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
The one percenters have it, and they're in control, and unfortunately, I don't know what you can do to change it.
No, I mean, there's nothing really, unless there's, I guess, a complete overhaul of the system. But then again, you know, if that was to happen, it would completely change the name of the game. And something like that would drastically affect the way that our country is run, essentially.
Yep.
Right, right. So I guess, you know, like, in regards to what's going on with your business and how you're picking up and trying to at least get through this time, do you have plans to seek out new business? Like, how do you facilitate new customers, maybe to drive, you know, sales up and to increase production and efficiency?
Well, I pretty much, I've, you know, been in the business for so many years. I've got so many ties to different directions, and I'm I just pretty much depend on my network to do it. Because going out cold calling and trying to get in places is just extremely hard for small business.
Right, right. I mean, sometimes you got to start somewhere, though, right?
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, right now, my network of people I know have, you know, hey, I know somebody that you can go talk to, and I go talk to them, and it's not an absolute cold call that way. And
yeah, I mean, I think the referral game is a lot stronger than just randomly giving somebody a call and, you know, expecting them to, I guess, facilitate business.
Yeah.
Right, right. Have you run into, like, obstacles to grow the business when you're, you know, searching for new customers or, you know, getting these referrals? Like, are most of them receptive in regards to wanting to do business with you, or are they kind of...
I don't really have any, you know, haven't had any real fighting of any of it, you know, because I know sometimes people just don't want to do anything different what they're doing. But, you know, I've been able to go in and do some stuff. I know one customer, they had me quote a job they had just missed, and I did it, and they come back and looked at the numbers, and they actually knew what it went for. And they said had I quoted it for them, they would have gotten the contract.
With you, but they decided to go with somebody else?
Well, they didn't know about me until after the bids were already through.
Ah, okay.
So it went to somebody else, and I have no idea who it ended up going to. But now then they're going out looking for new stuff, and so hopefully I'll be involved in that, because that was really a nice thing, because it was just a simple deal of knowing how to get by some high-cost material issues.
Right. Now I got to ask, Paul, is you know, the location in which you are, you're still out there in Benbrook, right?
Yeah.
Does that affect, like, the type of customers that come to you?
No, not really. I mean, we're essentially, I mean, I'm you know, like a quarter of a mile from Fort Worth. So, I mean, we're in pretty good position. It's a large metroplex here, so it works out pretty well. It seems like I'm taking business away from people who are a little farther out of town. So
that's good.
People want to be convenient right now. So
I think, you know, in this day and age, that's one of the more important things, is the convenience factor. Not a lot of people realize that in regards to, like, the old school way of things that usually would happen, you know. I guess, because I'm younger, and I could see it already, a lot of people just like the convenience of things, like having things easily accessible rather than, you know, having to, the challenges that arise when, you know, it could be much easier.
Yeah, yeah, and then, like I said, I've got one customer that I've picked up here in the last 2 months, and the shop that they have been using is about 30 miles outside of town.
Yeah, see.
And they're just pulling everything out from him and bringing it to me.
So, obviously, with new customers, that means that you're looking, I guess, like, sales-wise, your sales are increasing with these new customers, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's always good. That's very good. And compared to last year...
I mean, we're doing a lot better now than we were, say, 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's still not at a point right now.
Right. I mean, is that typical? Do you see, like, sort of a busy time of the year, like maybe towards the end of the year, where, you know, customers start putting in their orders to meet budgets?
You know, what I typically see is along about, you know, I'll say anywhere from the second to sixth week of the year, we slowly start picking up until the end of May. And then the end of May, first part of June, we slow down, and I've always attributed that to people going on vacation and taking kids out of school, getting them ready to go off to college and, you know, whatever. And then we pick back up through the summer, and then in August we'll see it slow back down again, and then early September we'll typically see it pick back up and go through anywhere from early November to early December, and then it really slows down. Our end of the years are always slow.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of nice. It looks like because you've been in the industry for so long, you've definitely seen the patterns and the trends that come with, you know, your own business, which is good, which is very good, because you can prepare yourselves for those times, right? Do you do anything to prepare yourself for for, you know, the slow times, the uptick times?
Yeah, I'm always looking forward to what I can do to cut corners and how I can, you know, what I need to do and, you know, make sure I've got money put back and don't get myself in debt. And, you know, we've been in business for 50 years, so it's nothing new here. We're still doing the same things we've always done to maintain this. And, you know, some of the stuff I do is probably one of the reasons I'm not 5 times bigger than I am, because I know it holds me back. But at the same time, it also makes it to where I can last through the lean times a lot easier and make sure I don't go bankrupt.
Right, right. I mean, of course, that's the last thing anybody ever wants to encounter is bankruptcy.
Yep.
In any type of business-related institution, you know. But I got to ask, is there a time of the year where you kind of sit down, look at the books, and see if a new piece of equipment would work, or if you needed some extra cash on hand? Just out of curiosity, do you guys kind of look at the books and see if that's something that you do? I'm sorry, I think it cut out a little bit there. Are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I didn't catch what you happened to say.
You know, I don't really have a particular time of the year. I typically would look at it and just say, hey, you know, things are going well. I have a need for something. I'm losing business because of something. And then I'll take a look and see if I think that would work financially, and then I'll move from there.
Right, yeah, so more of an as-needed basis. Let's say you get a new customer who's looking for, a large order of a certain particular part that they need, right? But one of your machines doesn't necessarily have the components to do that or the capacity to do it. You'd probably just end up getting a new machine to cover that order, right?
Right.
Okay, all right. And with this new customer, did you recently bring something on to, I guess, facilitate that type of a need, or do you already have all the updated
equipment? Already had everything I needed for it.
Yeah, see, that makes things way more convenient, because you can start getting working on it immediately.
Right.
Right. Okay, I mean, just out of curiosity here, I don't want to take up any more of your time, really, but it kind of amused me. Do you have anything, you know, on your wish list that you would like to get?
Well, I got things on my wish list. I don't think any business owner ever doesn't have a wish list, but, you know, I don't foresee anything happening in the next 6 months.
Okay.
Of course, you know, that could change.
Of course. And how about, why don't I do this, Paul? I don't think I have your email. What if I shot you over my contact information? You could stick me a little file over there, and, you know, if something does come up where you would need some financing, if you're looking at bringing on a new piece of equipment, or if you're maybe looking to expand the business a little bit and need some extra cash, I'd love to be able to earn your business, kind of throw my hat in the ring there and see if there's something we can do to help out.
Okay.
Yeah, What's the best email address I can reach out to you?
SWMachine.
SWMachine.
At SBC
mm-hmm.
Global
mm-hmm.
.net.
Okay, SBC Global .net. So that's SWMachine at SBC Global .net?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I swear, Paul, I'm just going to send you one email with my contact info. I'm not going to spam you.
Okay.
I know that's sometimes a concern when, you know, sometimes that happens, but no, I'm sending you just my contact information, as little information on our company as well, just to kind of give you a little background of what we do. Actually, we've been in business for about 14 years now. We started off originally with equipment financing, so it's kind of our bread and butter. We've been able to really establish ourselves within the financial industry, as well as bring on a lot of our resources in regards to the certain programs that we work with. So we have a multitude of different, you know, programs that can work for any type of machinery that you're really looking to bring on. If that kind of, you know, eases your mind a little bit about us.
Yeah, I keep up with it, and I contact anything comes up.
All right, Paul. It's good talking to you and good catching up.
All righty.
All right, you take care. Have a great rest of the week. I'll shoot you over that email, too.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye.